The Glendale Elementary School District in downtown Glendale is surrounded by schools and sports fields. Did you know that in the middle of the campus is a nearly 100-year-old one-classroom building?
This was one of many buildings that was built on the Glendale Landmark Elementary School building. And then in the mid-1970s, all but this particular building was removed from the campus.
John Froke is Glendale's historic preservation officer.
This building would have been considered state-of-the-art for its era. The building like this, built in 1920, it's modern, it's got a high roof line, it's got a ventilation system up top to try to capture some of the breeze through the building and to dissipate the heat.
Froke says in the early 1900s, Glendale residents wanted to have schools closer to the small town to accommodate a growing population of farming families with children. The city decided to create new classrooms. Between 1913 and 1920, voters authorized $190,000 to construct school buildings. In 1920, classrooms like this one, made of wood frame and stucco, were built throughout the area. We walk inside the dusty 900-square-foot room. It's practically the size of a modern classroom.
Here's a little storage area. The wood looks like it's in really great
condition. There are slate chalkboards along the side walls, and the ventilation windows above have been covered. There are other amenities obviously put in place in its later years, electrical lines, a rug, and window blinds.
This one, the way it's designed, it looks like it could have housed an entire grade. Or perhaps over the course of the use of the building, maybe one particular subject matter or class would have been taught in this particular building.
There are clear signs the one-room schoolhouse has weathered nearly a century of time. There are cracks on the exterior walls. A few windows are boarded up, and there are three steel bands wrapped around the facade of the building as a precaution. Today, the 1920 schoolhouse stands next to the 21st century Glendale School District office. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.